In the name of Jesus, amen. The word of God from Luke chapter 1, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. This is God's word. Mary is the church's avatar. Some of you know what that word means, others don't. An avatar is something that is a representation for someone else. In the world of social media, an avatar may be an image that's on your Facebook profile or on your iCloud account on your iPhone. But an avatar doesn't have to be something techie. Mary represents us. She represents the church. We, as Lutherans, do well to remember that a lot of what the church has said throughout history about Mary is good and right and true and worthy of our acknowledgement. In fact, the Hail Mary that our brothers and sisters in Rome will say doesn't really have any problems with it until about halfway through when we ask her to pray for us. There is nothing wrong with saying, Hail Mary, full of grace. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, the Lord is with thee. Those words come right out of our text tonight from Luke chapter 1. We don't have hail, but in the Old English, that's how they would have said it. Luke chapter 1, the angel appears to Mary and says, greetings, hail, hello, favored one, one full of grace, the Lord is with you. Next week, we'll get to the blessed part. Mary is worthy of honor. Mary is worthy of our affection, but not our worship. She's worthy of honor and worthy of our affection because she is us. She is certainly not sinless, as some have claimed of her. No, she certainly has sin, and we see the brokenness between her and God when we see how she responds to the angel. Someone who is sinless would not be troubled upon meeting an angel. But we know that Mary has sin. We know that Mary is a sinner like us because she obviously is troubled at the sight of this angel. We would be as well. There's a brokenness between her and God, and we can understand it. If an angel appeared to any of us, we would rightly be troubled also. We've got that brokenness that Mary possesses. It says in our text, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. Mary seeks to understand. Mary seeks to learn. And here's where we as the church find our reference with her. Here is where she stands for us. We, like Mary, seek to learn. We seek to understand. For as Mary did not understand the meaning of the angel that came and appeared to her and spoke to her, so we, like her, do not understand so much of what God is doing among us and around us in the world in which we live. We honor Mary and extol Mary and give thanks for Mary because she's us. Sinful like us, needing to understand like us. Not because she's so much greater than us, but because we see ourselves in her. It's for that reason that the church, throughout the ages, has referred to her as the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's a good phrase for her. She is indeed blessed. She is indeed favored by God because of what God will do through her. You see, we give thanks for Mary and learn with Mary because God brings about Jesus through Mary. This much you know, but this you should remember, that the reason Mary is worthy of being called blessed is all because of God and what he does in Jesus Christ, and not because of Mary herself. She is favored, she is blessed among women. She is worthy of honor and worthy of us giving thanks for, because of Jesus Christ. We learn from Mary that we too ought to discern, learn, understand who Jesus is, what the meaning is of God choosing to do this, to break into creation and send a Savior that would be born of woman, to send a Savior who would be God and yet would be cloaked in human flesh and be a human in every way that we are human. We, the church, learn from Mary that there is nothing more blessed than to learn about Jesus. There is nothing more blessed than to hear God's word proclaimed. As Mary heard the message of the angel, so God speaks to us as well, speaks of Jesus, who will be great, who will be called the Son of the Most High, who will be have given to him the throne of his father David. We learn of him who will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of whose kingdom there will be no end. God's kingdom where sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, there's nothing more blessed than to learn of Jesus, as Mary does, and as we seek to do in this Advent season as well. To hear the word of God proclaimed to us that, like Mary, our sins are forgiven by the blood of the one who would be born of her womb. To hear that sin finds its end in the one who brings about the kingdom and the throne of his father David. For Jesus reigns not just over Israel, he reigns over your sin and my sin as well. And Mary seeks to learn. Mary seeks to understand. Let us as well. Let us actually follow the example of another Mary found in the New Testament. Not Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus, but Mary, the sister of Martha. You do remember the story of Mary and Martha, don't you? The sisters living in Bethany. They had a brother named Lazarus whom Jesus would raise from the dead. Jesus would visit their home, and on this occasion, Martha would be busy with serving and waiting on the guest in her home, Jesus Christ. And yet her sister Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. And as Jesus told us, she chose the better portion. She sat at the feet of Jesus to learn, to be taught, to receive. You see, that's who Mary is, and that's what Mary represents, one who receives from God. Mary is the one for whom we give thanks tonight because, like her, we have received as well. As she carried the Son of God himself in her womb, so we like her, carry him with us. He dwells among us, having been given to us in the waters of baptism. We, like Mary, carry Christ with us so that the world around us might hear that word, that they too might learn of Jesus. If you're a little bit uncomfortable tonight in the way I've spoken about Mary, it's understandable. You're not used to hearing of her spoken in this way. But you want to. We do not worship her. We do not offer her our prayers. We do not regard her as sinless or as a co-redeemer of any kind. We regard her as one who, like us, receives good things from the Lord. Her, like us, who receives teaching from the Lord. Her, like us, who learns of God's favor and goodness in teaching of Jesus. Dear friends in Jesus, be like Mary, learn of Jesus. Be like Mary, receive from God the good things that are yours, because he is gracious and merciful, because he brings about a kingdom through the one who comes to be born to die for the sins of the world. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.